All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Now, today, I've got something really interesting to talk about. It kind of revolves around Andrew Tate, which we mentioned a little earlier last week in the Grim Open Mic night. So, basically, this is what happened. So, I ran into two guys that I work with. I think I've talked about them before. They're younger guys, black guys. They're both in some way red-pilled a little bit, somewhat black-pilled. The one guy, he's definitely black-pilled. The one that said he wanted to be monk and all that, because he was like, well, if I go to another country, you know, it's going to eventually go down too, which is what a lot of guys have been saying. Like, if they go to another country, they might get 10 years. But it's true. I just talked to a guy in the Philippines who kind of confirmed this. He said that in the Philippines, he goes to one of the big universities down there, and he says there's a bunch of leftists and feminists inside the university. It's like full of them. So yeah, feminist Asian women, that's a thing. They're not fat yet. He did check. He said, oh, I'm looking at the ones that you have and the ones that we have. They're not that bad yet, but they're getting there. He did say yet. So, you know, yet means it's only a matter of time. Feminism is a cancer that is spreading at a mass rate. There's no way to get rid of it. Well, there is, but unfortunately no one wants to fucking do that. So we have to deal with the bed that we've made. And basically, the men that result from it. Now, what I got from the guys I work with is a bunch of different things. These are all younger men, by the way, college guys. All right, now, there was one guy who was saying, you know, he asked me, he said, why don't you like black women? Now, I wasn't going to go in there and say, oh, you know, I don't, you know, hate all black women, because I don't. But what I did say is, you know, I said, look, there's two different types. It's like there's some that will, you know, there's some that are pretty decent, and there's some that will just mess you up. And he's like, mess you up how? And the other guy, he nodded, and he said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And I said, oh, yeah, it's the ones that'll, you know, call the police. And he said, no, not that. He actually brought up something I didn't think of. He says, there are some dudes out there that, well, I mean, there are some, no, excuse me. There are some chicks out there that when you get with them, and you break their heart or something like that, they will call their simp brothers and they will shoot you. I didn't know this was a thing, but he said it's happened. He said it happened just yesterday. There was actually two guys that, a guy that got, he was shooting over this girl. He literally shot another dude over this girl. This is real hood shit, man. I told y'all I work in the hood. So I saw this. I mean, I heard about this. And he said it's all happening. He said one time a girl rejected a dude and this brother decided he wanted to hit her and fight her. And he said, man, it's just, that's too real. That's too ridiculous. You know, that's stupid. That's stupid. You know, why do anything that fucking dumb? And they're doing that kind of shit. And a lot of guys that I was talking to were like, nah, it ain't worth that. And it ain't. It ain't worth that. He said, one of the guys said these guys are just too obsessed over women. You know, they call them females. He said these guys are too upset, worried about females these days. And I said, yeah. I said, look, like, you can die at any time. You know, I've told you guys that. I'm not going to play that record again. But basically, yeah, there's more shit to worry about. No, there's more shit to worry about. When I mean worry, I don't mean like, you know, focus is like, oh, you know, we're not talking about being doomer. We're just talking about enjoying shit. Like, sure, I understand that there's a lot of things going on that aren't that great in the world right now and in my life and you know, other things. But I'm not going to sit and worry about them. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, you know. I literally don't. I'm just doing my thing. I will say money's getting tight, so if you want to donate, you know, click that donate button there. And I'm going to get a Cash App for you guys to donate to. I'll talk more about that. You can just donate me on Cash App. Because I think Sir Yeetus is using that on YouTube, and I think I just might go ahead and add that so you can donate me there. probably a lot easier to donate on Cash App, but I'll see. It's kind of like PayPal, so we'll see what happens with it. But yeah, guys, I was talking to these dudes, and one of the guys like, man, I really like Andrew Tate. Because, you know, I was explaining what I do. And we got into a conversation, you know, and he said, oh, you're not a feminist, are you? I said, dude, I'm anti-feminist. Yeah, my ass would have been fired from most jobs for saying that, but that's what I literally said. I'm anti-feminist. You know, I don't have nothing. He took out his hand. He said, man, give me five, bro. I said, yep. He said, I'm not for any of this shit. And I told these guys. I mean, look, I even had to tell the brothers I had a doll. But you know what? I didn't go out and show her, you know, or anything like that. And, of course, you know, they asked me because they were talking about dolls. And I said, yeah, I know a whole lot about them. And, you know, they asked me a few questions. And I said, well, you know, doesn't nag, doesn't give me bullshit. And, of course, you know, the guy's like, well, does it move the hips and all that? It's like, nah, I really don't. But I said, I don't really use it for that anyway. You know, I mean, so I know guys that use dolls and stuff. And I was talking about the things that you can buy, like the spinning robot pussies. I didn't call it that, but I said stuff you can buy on, like, Amazon. And the guy's like, man, he's like, that's too much. He's like, stay away from me with that shit. And I said, whoa, 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 brother. I said, hold up. I said, one thing I am about is about the freedom of the individual. That means that, you know, I respect whatever you want to do in life. It's like, I'm not going to push you one way or the other. I said, if that's something you want to do, then do it. But if you don't want to do it, ain't nobody going to force you to do it. I just tell you that option is out there. But I told these men, I told them straight. I said, if you are done with women, then you can get one of these. But if you aren't, you probably don't want to because it may mess you up. A lot of guys have said that. I think Chronic has said that. So be very careful buying these devices if you still want to go ahead and get with women. And I think the guy really does still want to get with women. And I said, well, that's fine. You know, just be careful. You know, keep your nose clean and all that. Because these are young guys. They still want to kind of get laid and all that. That's fine. But they want to, you know, they don't trust the women these days. And I told him, I said, it's different than it used to be. I said, it's a lot different. And I said, a lot of these women don't have respect anymore for themselves. You know, there was a woman right there when I said that. And I said, look, I was like, that's what I'm saying. It's like women used to be like, oh, I'm not gonna dress a certain way because I don't want to attract people, you know, the wrong kind of attention. And one of the dudes, he said, yeah, and the women dress the way they do now, and it's attracting all these kind of predators. I said, well, yeah. I mean, everything we're talking about is true, you know, and it's like, you get men together, they talk about real shit. You know, now, I mean, I admit the brother's a little paranoid. He's like, man, I don't want to eat cereal. I don't want to eat this because they got, like, bugs and shit in it. And I'm like, bro, that shit ain't going to kill you. It's like, yeah, like, your pasta got bugs in it. All that shit got bugs in it. Like, it's been like that. It's not like it's crawling with bugs. But, yeah, I mean, that shit's, like, real in factories. It was like, I don't want to eat granola bars because they're, like, roach bars. Like, bruh. Like, he's like, man, we pretty much ain't gonna have nothing if you don't want to eat nothing anymore, because you're gonna find that shit in everything. They say the easiest way for you to stop eating something is to find out how it's made. So the guy's like, you know, you can tell he was paranoid. You can tell he was paranoid about a lot of shit. He's like, well, you know, maybe I just, he's like, man, maybe fuck it, I'll just have some cereal. I said, yeah, you gotta eat something, brother. I said, it don't matter how healthy you are, you know, you can't outrun death. It's going to hit you. It might not even be something you ate. It might just be something that happens. So you might as well enjoy life while you can. And I keep saying, I'm like, these guys, they're so worried about these women. Just, oh, why can't I get a woman? Why can't I do that? I'm like, dude, I've said so many of these guys, stop it. Find you something to do that's fun and enjoyable. It's like, you don't have that much time on Earth, and you don't know how much time you got on Earth. You know, men live life as if they have, you know, infinity. And they don't. They're not going to be around forever. It's just so ridiculous. I don't get it. You know, and a lot of these women are going to be alone, and because they keep wanting this guy and that guy, and it ain't gonna happen. You just gotta fucking deal with what you get, you know? We're all gonna get old and wrinkly pretty soon, you know? And I say pretty soon because it happens quicker than you think. So you gotta enjoy life, you know? And again, about the Tate business, I said, you know, men are tired of being feminized. They're tired of it. They want masculinity. They want to be men. You know, and I keep saying, I said, look, I know you want masculine men again. Thing is, though, you got all these people that's against it. All these damn LGBT and all that. And I talked about the fact that they're trying to push the maps and all that kind of crap. And they didn't know what a map was. I had to explain it to them. And I said, he said, well, there's pedophiles in the LGBT movement. I said, yeah, I know there is. They're trying to push that shit. And I said, basically, they're going to have what old man can talk to a five-year-old. He said, man, he's like, I'm going to be, you know, shooting if that happens. I said, well, yeah, a lot of people are going to go crazy. I said, they plan to turn this into a fucking chaos. And he said, yeah, they're trying to turn us into like a third world country. I said, yep. It's pretty bad out there. It's pretty damn bad. And, you know, another thing they were saying, I mean, he used the woman's argument, which is really surprising. This guy was a little more cucked than I thought he was. Because he's like, oh, well, you haven't found the right one that can cook. I said, brother, ain't none of these women can cook these days. You got one on TikTok that was trying to do something with grease. And I don't know what the hell she was cooking. She started a grease fire. She poured through water on top of it and almost burned the whole damn house down. It's like these bitches can't even cook anymore. He's like, and I told him, I said, you can cook. You can clean. He's like, why do you need a woman to cook and clean for you? He's like, I mean, you got the doll right there. And he said, well, what kind of woman do you want? And I told him, I said, I'll go to robots. And he's like, well, and all the guys were kind of shaking their head. And I was like, well, think about it, guys. You know, I like customization. He's like, what do you mean by that? I said, well, you customize your cars and stuff, right? You know, you pimp out your cars. It's like, why wouldn't I want to pimp out my partner? He's like, you want like a build-a-bitch. I said, well, yeah. I said, why not? I mean, I'll customize her and do all kinds of shit. That's what I want to do. He's like, and that's when we got into the doll situation. I'm like, yeah, I got one. I said, I don't show her and talk about her that much, but I do. And I explained the whole situation to him, you know. It wasn't even that real. Like, a lot of the guys, I mean, one of the guys, he kind of walked off. He said, oh, that's too much for me. I'm like, I get you, man. It's like, it's not for everybody. But you know, there was a guy that was more into the simp, and he was like, well, you just got to find yourself the right woman and all that kind of thing that'll cook for you. And I said, man, you done been spoiled over here by all these girls. That some of these traditional girls can cook, I will say that. Some can cook in this area. And he must have had some good cooking. You know, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm saying, you got to understand, you go out some of these places, these women can't cook to save their life. You know what I say? It ain't for everybody. It ain't for everybody. And that's why I'm also saying to these guys, look, if you want a doll, you want a spinning thing, get one. If you don't, you don't. And they completely understood me on that. Because I'm not pushing nothing. You don't push shit on people. The more you push shit on people, the less they're going to be interested. That's just like them trying to push, you know, hardcore religion. I know some people are religious that follow me. That's fine. I ain't got nothing against it. But I ain't never pushed on it. I like how Dave Mustaine said with Joe Rogan. He said, look, I'm Christian. Yeah. He said, if you want to go to church, go to church. If you don't, it's fine. If you want to hear about Jesus, fine. If you don't, tell me to shut the fuck up. I will. And I'm like, that's fine. That's how it should be. Ain't nobody should be proselytized. I never, never, ever got that. You know, it's just, you have to be real with people. If you don't demonstrate your values. That's what it's called. Demonstrate your values. I mean, because there's nothing on here that I wouldn't say in person, which is crazy, but true. And I literally said, I said to him, I said, look, if you don't want it, that's your thing. There was a guy that said, you know what? I mean, because I told him about the simps and the glasses and everything, what we talked about on our video I did. I talked to him about it, and he was like, you know what? I think I might be a simp. I think I might go ahead and be a simp. And the guy's like, man, you don't want to do that. And he's like, well, I mean, he's looking at the whole thing, the prospect of it. You know, some guys want to put on the glasses and everything the girl touches, they feel. They want that. And I said, look, every man's got his own path. Some men want to be a simp. I can't stop it. And it's not for me to stop it. I can't stop it. Okay? I can't do it. I don't have the power. If a man wants to make that decision, he can make that decision. We can tell him it's probably not a good idea. But if that's the decision he's made, he can always change it. You know, a simp can always not be a simp. He can change. But for now, if that's what he wants to do, if that's how he feels, it's like, man, you know, maybe that's what I want. Maybe that's what I want to do. Maybe I just want to get one of these pretty girls. And if that's what you want to do, brother, do it. I don't recommend it. If you want to go to one of these countries and try your luck with these emerging Asian feminists, do it. If you want to do what lead lawyer, whatever that guy on Nick's show, if you want to go to Mexico and you're a black man, you think you might, you know, score some nines, do it. You know, if you want to buy yourself a doll or two or three or have yourself a harem of waifus, do it. I don't care. I just want guys to do what makes them happy in the time they have. You know what TFM says? Every day is a gift. He always says that. You know, I view every day as a gift. I think so too. When I open my eyes, every day is a gift. Oh shit. It's like, I gotta go to work, but, you know, but it'll be a day I can enjoy, you know, and there's something. Do I not like my job? Yeah. Do I wish I made more money and could be well off like some other guys? Absolutely. I mean, I do envy that. I do. And envy's not a good thing to have, but I do envy that. But, you know, right now I'm doing what I do, and, you know, I'm trying to get that word out that regardless, you know, and by the way, it's weird. Social media has been showing me two things so far. One was a female bodybuilder. She was had up above her status. He's like, don't envy the, you know, what other people have. You know, it's not, and it is not good. And that's why I say I do envy that. That can get you some negative thinking. Because I had a period today where I did get into some negative thinking, where I, you know, posted some things that probably were a little bit self-deprecating, you know. I mean, because you get to that point where you're like, man, maybe, you know, I could be making more money. You know, I've got a 120 IQ, you know, just 10 points away from genius because my math skills are so terrible. I can't, you know, hack basic programming and all that. I don't have the analytical mind, and I don't have a strong sense of mathematics when it comes to development. But I'm a very good writer, you know, and if some companies would pay me to write for them, that would be great. But I don't know. It's just one of those things. Right now, I'm still working retail after, you know, 12 years. And it's not the greatest job in the world. It really isn't, you know. I haven't really moved up much. They've raised the pay, but it's still the same as anybody walking in there makes. So, I mean, I make a little more. I make the most in my position, which isn't amazing. It's just crazy. It's not the greatest spot to be in. And I'd really like to be in a better spot in my life. We'll just see, you know. I mean, maybe the internet will bring some opportunities that I can kind of check into and see what's going on, because there's a lot of things I can do. But yeah, guys, it's not about me. It's about you. I mean, don't fucking worry about me. Whatever happens to me, happens to me. It's all about you. It's your fucking path. You choose the path you choose, you know. Just don't be worried about all this shit. You know, don't be worried about all these women. Don't be worried about all this crap that you see. Like, if you want to go bang hoes, like one guy said he's going to bang hoes and tell the girls he's celibate. said, man, I ain't been with a woman in 15 years, all right? And they said, man, you the real OG. Like, I ain't never been called something like that. Brother, they didn't call me, folks, they didn't call me anything I thought I'd be called. They told me I was the real OG, saying I ain't been with a woman in 15 years. That's where we at right now. My body count was low, and they was praising me for it. They was like, man. It's like, because that's you, because you have that doll. I said, nah, it ain't really the doll. He said, I don't use her like that. I said, maybe it's them adult games I play? I don't know. Am I getting it like that? I don't know, guys. I really don't. I mean, it's not that I don't want to get with a woman and something like that, but at the same time, you got to be careful. You got to be real careful with these pump and dumps. I had a friend contact me today, just out of the blue, wanting to know about my podcast, female friend, you know. I'm like, man, like, I could tell you about it, but I don't want you watching it. You know, it's just one of them things. And she's like, oh, I want to do one soon, too, you know, and... Yeah, I mean, she's cool and all that. I would have banged her a while back, but I didn't. I just said, you know, nah. I mean, part of me is like, you know, maybe I should have. And then part of me is like, nah. Because she just, I don't know. She might have tried to have the baby. We don't know what the hell would have gone on. She's had like 5 kids. Maybe she wanted another. I don't know. There was another woman that was like that, too. She wanted my kid bad. Like, bad. This girl tried to get me with me when she was 14 and I was like 18. I was like, oh, it ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. And she was drunk as a skunk. And I had to tell her, I said, look, nah, you get on that couch and you lay down and go to sleep on that couch. You ain't getting over here with me. I'm serious, man. I've had to do that. I've had to literally tell these girls, uh-uh, ain't gonna happen. I got respect and pride for myself, you know? And this girl, she kept on, like, kept on, and she kept having a new kid every once in a while. She would keep finding all these other men to bang. And then all of a sudden, man, she had a hysterectomy. She had so many kids. Nah, bro, she still was trying to have kids. And she ain't got a pot to piss in, window to chuck it out. She's literally poor, raised up poor. It wasn't that great. I mean, she was decent. I mean, y'all wouldn't like the face of her, but she had a good body. She was skinny for a while. She got fat now, but, oh, yeah. It's pretty crazy what happens to these girls. She got her hair all blue and shit now. Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot in my area, all these blue-haired-looking girls now. Like, God damn, this shit's running rampant, this goddamn feminist shit. When's this bull fucking shit gonna end? I'm getting about tired of it, you know? It's to the point where it's like, this shit played out now. And it's like there's a man knocking on the door saying, hey, Grim, it ain't never gonna end. It ain't never gonna end. Not for a while. Not until it fucking consumes everything. It's a virus, man. It ain't cool. I don't know what we gonna do. But the men, I got hope for the men. Not all the men, but hope for some of them. Because it's just like, man, this shit ain't worth it no more. You know? Ain't worth it. Even these are young college guys. Young college guys telling me it ain't worth it. That's where we at. That's where we the fuck at right now. And I did tell that woman right in front of her, I said the women had more respect. I wanted her to hear that. I wondered, she kind of felt a little bit down. She looked down about it, you know, if you want to say, well, what did the woman think? She didn't say nothing, but I could tell by her emotion, the look on her face, that she was very, you know, distraught by what I said. Not like as I'm going to report this guy, but no. She was like, man, like, she doesn't know. She's young. She doesn't really understand. She only knows what she grew up with. And she's like, oh, I didn't realize that women were like that back then, you know, so she doesn't get it. And again, it's a thing that not a lot of these women knew. I'm sure there's a lot of women I work with every day that like me that say all kinds. I get all kinds of stuff from all the black girls I work with, dude. They constantly, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? Hey, you know, they always do that. I constantly get that from them. One of them told me, you look like you're 19. It's like, yeah, I said, oh, that makes me feel good. You know, but I'm just going to be honest. And I'm blunt. I'm super blunt. I almost turned into Grimm right there. I damn near did when I was doing the whole show. You know, like my whole alternate personality. And see, the guy actually handed me his phone. And he was like, man, go ahead and tell me where you at. And I said, I'm not on YouTube. He said, I'm on Alt Tech. He's like, tell me where you at. I said, brother. He said, I wear a mask, man. Like, there's people trying to bring me down. And I said, I do, like, but I will say I'm known as a hentai guy. He said, oh, you in the hentai. And he's like, are you probably into that ugly bastard shit? I said, I'm not into that, but I know women are into that shit. And she said, and he said, yeah, because they're into older men. I said, yeah, I guess you're right on that. But he said, yeah. He said, man, I read dumb things. I said, really? He said, sometimes I use deep voices for the girls. I'm like, so I don't know what this guy's doing, but this guy's reading some hentai games too. Like, I work with this guy. I didn't know he was doing that. He said, sometimes I just go into a real deep voice for the woman. I was like, so you know about these games? He said, yep. It was like, man, this shit's going around, folks. Somebody gonna find me. And I'm gonna have to take my goddamn helmet mask off like Tommy on Power Rangers when it was the white, you know, you see the white ranger coming out and then all of a sudden he pulls off that mask and it's that big moment and oh my god, it's Tommy, it's the Green Ranger. They done brought him back as the white ranger. See, that was a big thing when I was a kid. That was a big fucking deal. We would sit at the lunch table and we'd talk about it. It was like, man, I bet it's Tommy. No, it ain't Tommy. No, it's fucking Tommy. Well, we wouldn't cuss like that. It was, you know, we were kids. It's Tommy, you know. And sure enough, it was. I was like, yep, I told y'all it was Tommy. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. I'd have to fucking end up unmasking because somebody finds my shit. He's like, I found your shit, Grim. I was like, oh, God. Well, do you like it? Oh, man. But, yeah, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm going to be out of here for Grim's rant, or Grim ranting into the heavens. And, by the way, I'm trying to get some interviews going. I keep talking to the girl. And I'm like, hey, you know, I really want to get this in September. She's like, oh, I've been busy a few days. I'm like, well, yeah, but October, I'm going to be doing a spooky horror month. So I want to get all the interviews in. I've talked to Ken, and Ken hasn't responded. Of course, he's busy as a one-armed paper hanger. So I want to get him in there. You know, he couldn't even get the interview with that fucking doll guy, the crazy one. I don't know what's going on. He's busy, though, so I understand all of it. You know, he's got a real, you know, big job now. Hard job that he really deserves and worth his hard work. So, but yeah, guys, I'm trying. All right. If I don't get them, I don't get them. October, we won't be doing any interviews because we all whore. We're all going to be whore. It's going to be whore Halloween, horror games. Everything's horror next month. You're going to be seeing horror game play footage. I'm going to be playing some horror games. I think we got Scorn coming out. That's a good horror game. A lot of good stuff coming out around this time. Of course, Screaming Show just got translated. So, yeah, I can't wait to bring you that. They're just going to finish the little QC, you know, check in, make sure all the proofreading's done. And then we're good on that. Gore Screaming Show, maybe Tokyo Necro. A lot of games, not enough time to cover them all. And horror comics. Horror comics out the ass. We got so many horror comics I've been fucking dying to show you guys. Because I've been dying to read them myself. We should go through the old Vampirella, like I said, the Master's Collection. Sit in there, read that whole motherfucker. It's black and white. Y'all read manga, you can look at this. So, we're gonna go ahead and check all that out. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens.